Welcome to Theory of Pets. I'm a passionate pet owner with a drive to help others like me uncover the truth about the pet industry and what goes on behind the scenes. CBD for pets is becoming quite a popular topic in the industry recently and in the past couple of years, actually. And with things being legalized around the country, different states talking about the use of CBD for medical purposes with humans. Of course, you know, the pet industry has been buzzing with talk of CBD use to medically help our pets. There are a lot of questions about it. It actually really takes a lot of research to learn what CBD is, of course, if it's legal, what benefits it can have on your dog's body, what types of health conditions that it can help with. You know, it's something that I always encourage people, if you're thinking about CBD, reach out to somebody who can help you. Not all veterinarians, a lot of veterinarians right now are kind of more on the traditional lines of prescribing prescription medications for our pets. If you're looking for a veterinarian that will help you and kind of walk you through CBD and talk to you a little bit about it, you know, of course, if your general veterinarian will, that would be great. But if not, I recommend reaching out to a holistic veterinarian. There are some that will do consultations via the phone or chat with you through email if you have questions. And there are also some companies that are coming out and they're producing different sorts of treats and supplements that use CBD in different potencies depending on the products and what they're supposed to be used for, the size of the animal that they're good for, things like that. And a lot of these companies, you know, if you reach out to them, they would be happy to talk to you and give you a little bit more information about their products and about CBD in general. Today, I talked to Christina O'Reilly. She's the co-founder of Rowley's Good Stuff. Rowley's makes a CBD nut butter. So it's like a peanut butter that's infused with CBD for pets. It can be used to help ease pain, discomfort, inflammation, anxiety. CBD can be used for a number of different health issues. And I wanted to talk to Christina about that and about how we as pet owners can make, you know, good choices about the products that we're using. Obviously, with anything, there are different grades of CBD oils. There are different types of products that you can use. And while it is a natural remedy, obviously, it's not something that you want to be giving your dog too much of. You don't want to give them a lower dosage that's not helping them. So you feel like it's ineffective. It may not actually be that the CBD is ineffective, but just that the dosage that you're giving is not enough for them. So I wanted to talk to Christina today. She actually has a 2-week-old baby, so congratulations to her and her family on their new addition. So it happened to be easier for her to chat with me through email just because of the way that her scheduling is right now and how busy her family is. But she was able to answer a lot of my questions. And the first question, of course, that everyone always asks me is, what actually is CBD? Now, CBD stands for cannabidiol, which is one of hundreds of natural cannabinoids found in the cannabis plant. And it accounts for about 40% of the plant's extract. CBD is not psychoactive and non-addictive. That's something that I'm often asked. Is it going to get my dog high? Is my dog going to get addicted to this substance? And absolutely not. It's actually, CBD is actually only known for its therapeutic medicinal effects. Unlike the THC compound, which is found in the cannabis plant, CBD does not have any psychoactive effects. So I can't stress that enough, because that's probably the number one question that I'm asked about CBD is does it have any psychoactive effects? And the reason that it doesn't is because it doesn't have that THC compound. If you do some research on cannabis, you will find that the THC is the compound that is solely responsible for those psychoactive effects. So the CBD is extracted without the THC, and that's why it has those therapeutic benefits without the psychoactive effects. Another question I'm often asked, is it legal? Hemp-derived CBD was federally legalized in December of 2018 via the Farm Bill. And if you want more information about that specific bill, you can find a link just below this podcast that talks more about that. However, even now, you know, we've been months after this bill is passed, the legality of the plant is still a little bit murky. It was recently announced that the FDA will be hosting a public hearing in Maryland in May to address any questions and concerns about it. Different, you know, states, different lawmakers, different people in the medical field, everybody sort of has their own opinion on this. And it even though the bill was passed in 2018 in December, which was about 5 months ago now, it still is a really kind of a murky water and a very slippery slope. So we're not seeing it being, you know, exposed as much as certain things. You know, the minute they become legal, they just sort of blow up. CBD, people are kind of still treading really lightly with this, but hopefully in the coming months, the coming years, more research is going to be done. Obviously, our legislation and our governments are going to be looking at it, and you know, organizations like the FDA and the CDC hopefully will be doing more research, looking more into it, and putting more information out there for consumers. One of the biggest things I wanted Christina to answer for me is, what exactly does the CBD do for your dog? How does it work in the body? And she explained to me that CBD has found great success in dogs recently. Like humans, dogs have the same endocannabinoid system in their body. So it's already in there. It's in our bodies to begin with naturally. CBD helps by targeting endocannabinoid receptors located in the brain and your central and peripheral nervous systems, helping to maintain balance in the body and just keep it in a normal, healthy state. This can result in decreases of inflammation and anxiety, and increased relaxation and pain relief. What types of health issues then can CBD help you with? Speaking about all those benefits that I just mentioned, the reduction of inflammation and anxiety and pain relief, CBD can actually help with a multitude of issues, obviously including pain and anxiety. It can help with things like depression, diseases that are caused by inflammation, like arthritis. It can help with insomnia. So really a wide range of things, from, you know, mental and emotional problems to issues caused by swelling and inflammation. CBD has also been shown to help in managing epilepsy in dogs. Again, there's some research that has been done on that. And if you want to see a link to that, it's just below this podcast. The FDA has recently approved a CBD-based drug to help children suffering with epilepsy, which is a really huge advancement. And again, there's some more information about that below the podcast if you really want to look into the science behind that and what the FDA has to say and why they approved that treatment. What it comes down to, I guess, the bottom line, is CBD safe for dogs? Does it have any kind of side effects? And Christina told me that just like humans, CBD is fully 100% safe for dogs. If it's used properly, it has no side effects whatsoever. So when you compare that to some of the over-the-counter remedies, some of the prescription remedies that are being prescribed for pain, anxiety, depression, arthritis, CBD has actually been found to be helpful for dogs going through chemotherapy and all of the, you know, the lethargy, the nausea, all of the side effects of the chemotherapy. It's been shown to help kind of counterbalance some of those side effects and make it a little bit easier for the dogs going through that treatment. So if you think about all the prescription medications and the over-the-counter remedies that are available for different health issues that I've named, the list of side effects would be probably into the thousands if you add up the side effects, the different side effects that could be caused by all of those different over-the-counter and prescription treatments. And when you look at CBD, it's a natural treatment. So zero side effects. That's really huge for me. You know, we've given our pets, we've given our human family members treatments in the past, whether it's over the counter or prescription, and the side effects have been worse than the actual condition itself. So, you know, it's something that, you know, we see it on TV every day. You see a commercial for a new medication that's coming out, and the commercial's 30 seconds long. 15 seconds of that is the list of the side effects. So it's really something that you should be thinking about in terms of the overall, you know, a holistic approach to your dog's health. Do you want to be treating them with something that's going to make their condition worse, or that's going to cause side effects that make them feel worse than if they hadn't taken anything and just suffered through the condition itself? So for me personally, that's the biggest thing that I feel is a huge benefit to CBD. It's natural and there's absolutely zero side effects if you use it properly. So what should pet owners be looking for when you're shopping for CBD products for their pets? You know, Christina, as I explained a little bit earlier, she went into the details about how there are different quality CBD products available, different potencies. Rowley's Good Stuff is proud of their ability to provide the most trusted, safe options for wellness while also providing transparency and quality assurance. And if you've listened to my podcast in the past, when talking about everything from grooming products to dog food, transparency in a company is absolutely the number one thing that you should be looking for. And when it comes down to CBD, you know, where are their oils coming from? How is the oil extracted? You know, are the plants that they're using, are they grown organically? You know, these are things that you need to know to determine whether or not the CBD product that you're going to be using for your dog is high quality or not. Christina said that she urges her consumers to seek out the most transparent companies when purchasing CBD products for their pets, using companies that provide information on where they get their CBD from, and utilization of third-party testing is really important. She believes that the small brick-and-mortar local pet stores are the best places to purchase CBD products because they do all the research on the products that they put on their shelves, and they have the ability to collect feedback from their clients. So, you know, of course you can go into a big box store, but at the end of the day, they have buyers that are scooping up products for a low price so that they can sell them to make higher profit. These smaller stores, those brick and mortar pet stores, the small little mom and pop companies that make, say for example, you know, the nut butter like Rowley's Good Stuff does, CBD infused pet treats, CBD infused supplements, things like that. You know, they're the ones that are really, they need to do the research. They need to find high quality products because they're competing with all these giant conglomerates. And it's hard to do that unless you're selling a quality product. So I think that's good advice. And it's something that I certainly do more often than not is look to those local small businesses. I find typically they're more transparent and certainly, you know, they're selling a higher quality product because they have to. They might not be able to sell it at as cheap of a price as these big box stores, but the one thing that they can offer is a higher quality product than what the bigger stores offer. Now, you might be wondering the difference between the CBD oil and edible CBD products like Rowley's Good Stuff nut butters, or the treats that I've mentioned, the supplements, things like that. Are they equally as effective? I asked Christine about this, and she said that the main difference between the oils and the edibles currently on the market for pets is that the oils generally have more actual CBD in them, and the edibles are more like treats with a little bit of medicine in them. So if you're looking for something a little more potent, go with the oils. If you're looking for something that's gonna, you know, have that little bit of medicinal properties and also be easy to feed to your pet, if it's something that you maybe need more of like therapeutic, then say something like if your dog is going through chemo and you really want that high dose of CBD oil that has more of the actual CBD in it, you might want to go with the oil. But if it's, you know, your dog, say, has like mild arthritis and you just want to give them a little bit every day, the treats would be, you know, more suitable for that. She said that when or Christina said, sorry, that when her own large dog was diagnosed with a painful bone cancer, she turned to CBDs for him as another option for pain management. And while she found success with CBD oils, she was having trouble getting him to take it in the tincture form that was on the market, which are the oils. Typically, they have a little dropper and you can add that. You can, you know, just put it in your dog's mouth orally or add it to food or something like that. She said that her dog hated the taste and the droppers were messy and difficult to use. So the edible treats often, you know, didn't contain enough medicine to make much of a difference. So she was kind of stuck between this rock and a hard place of, do you give your dog something that they don't like with the oils every day, but it has the therapeutic remedy that's going to help with the pain? Or, you know, do you give them the treats, which really don't work as well, but your dog enjoys them? And that's, you know, when she decided to take it upon herself with Rally's Good Stuff. She decided to combine the best of both worlds. She took the innovative approach of CBD oil by blending the high potency CBD with peanut butter and honey to mask the taste, and utilized it a tube style dispenser that would be easier for pet owners to use than the droppers that are typically found with the oils and the tinctures. So it made it, you know, it's a safe product. It's something that is strong enough and works well for dogs that are, you know, in a lot of pain or need that added bonus of the more potent CBD oil, but it's also easier for owners to give. So like I said, it kind of balances it out and it's the best of both worlds. So, you know, I wanted Christina to tell us a little bit about Rally's CBD products and what makes them stand out from competitors. And she said that Rally's Good Stuff gives pet owners a new way to deliver that high potency CBD to their pets using the tasty peanut butter and honey formula, which is packed in that handy aluminum tube that I mentioned. She said that they utilize full spectrum outdoor grown hemp from Humboldt Family Farms using organic processes and advanced clean extraction techniques. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you know, those are some of the things that you really want to pay attention to when you're buying CBD. Where are the hemp plants grown? How are they grown? How is the oil extracted? And Rally's is very transparent and open about that. They're a small company based out of San Francisco whose goal is to support brick and mortar pet stores, since they believe that they're the key to helping educate pet owners on the best products available, which again, I spoke about that just a little while ago, and I completely agree with that. Rally's Good Stuff is made in America. It's a woman-owned company. Obviously, Christina, as I mentioned, is the founder and the owner of that company, and they make sure that their company is promoting values that prioritize sustainability and transparency. They're helping or trying to help the cannabis industry evolve as a model for how farming and consumers can work together with the needs of the communities, planet, and future generations. And this is something, you know, sustainability, I didn't talk about earlier, but it is something that's important, especially, you know, when we're looking at the consumer industry as a whole and not just the pet industry, but, you know, how are the products you're buying impacting the environment? Are you helping to reduce your carbon footprint, or are you buying products that are made, you know, with a lot of, you know, non-recyclable materials? Are they harming the environment with the type of farming that they do? So again, you know, Rally's is a company that's very transparent. It's definitely something that I would advise looking into if you're looking for any type of pet product, from grooming products to dog food. It's really important to not only look at the products and the quality of the products, but the company and the values that the company has. You know, are you happy supporting a company like the one that you're buying their products? Do you want to be giving this company your money? And Rally's is certainly a good example of that. So if you guys have any questions about CBD for pets, questions about Rally's, questions about their nut butter, feel free to jump on our website, theoryofpets.com. There's a link just below this podcast. There's also a link to the Rally's website. If you have questions for me or for Christina, you can send those along through our site. If I can't answer them for you, I'll certainly pass them along to Christina and get an answer. While you're checking out our website, theoryofpets.com, if you could also take a minute just to leave a quick review, that would be great. That always helps me. If you guys have any suggestions or any topics that you'd like covered in the future, I always love to get those suggestions from you guys. That's the whole goal of this, right, is to make it a better podcast. So you guys are going to want to listen. And of course, it helps me when I reach out to experts like Christina. I can show them that you guys are out there listening and these are the things that you're interested in hearing about. So thanks for taking the time to listen today. And I will be back with another hot topic very soon.